Heavenly Father, we thank you once again because we know your presence is here. And thank you for that which you have in store for us tonight. We ask and pray, Lord, that as we start with the session of choruses, you accept our praises, you minister to us and bless us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, because you know you have answered us. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Oh Lord, my God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, oh Lord. Oh Lord, my God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord. Lift up Jesus, he is King of Kings. Lift up Jesus, he is Lord of Lords. Lift up Jesus, he is King of Kings. King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Let us lift him higher. Lift him up. He's King of Kings. Let us lift him up, lift him up. He's King of Kings. Lift up Jesus. It is wonderful to know that Jesus died for me. Wonderful to know. It is wonderful to know that Jesus died for me. Wonderful to know, to know. Yes, he died for me. Hallelujah. It is wonderful to know that Jesus died. It is wonderful to know that Jesus died for me. Wonderful to know. It is wonderful to know that Jesus died for me. Wonderful to know, to know. He died for me. Hallelujah. To know that Jesus died for me. To know. Tell me, what's your joy if you do not have Jesus? Tell me, what's your joy? Tell me, what's your joy? Tell me, what's your joy if you do not know Jesus? Oh, tell me, tell me, tell me, what's your joy? Oh, tell me, tell me, tell me. Jesus, look and live. Come believing, come believing. Come to Jesus, look and leave, look and leave. Come believing. Come to Him and leave. Once again, the gospel message from the Savior you will hear. Please come yield the invitation. Come to Him and seek the Lord. Come believing. Come believing. Come to Him and leave. Come believing. Come to Him and leave. Something more than gold. Something more than gold. The Spirit of God in the hearts of man is something more than gold. More than gold. Something more than gold. Something more than wealth. Something more than silver. The Spirit of God in the hearts of man is something more than gold, more than gold, more than gold. Open my eyes, O Lord. Open my eyes, O Lord. Open my eyes, O Lord. I am ready to obey, ready to obey. Holy Spirit. I pray and higher every day, and wise, blessed Lord, in the precious holy word, holy word. Oh, deeper yet I pray, higher every day. Deeper, deeper in the love of Jesus daily. me grow higher, higher in the school of wisdom, more of grace to know. Deeper yet I pray, higher in your will, Lord. Deeper yet I pray, deeper yet I pray, higher every day. Jesus, the same yesterday, today and forever. He is the same today and mighty to save. Jesus says the same yesterday, today and forever. He is the same today and mighty to save. He can never ever fail. He can never ever fail. He can never ever fail. Jesus the same forever. Hallelujah. He can never ever fail. He can never ever fail. He can never ever fail. Jesus the same forever. Hallelujah. He can never ever fail. Jesus can never ever fail. He can never ever fail. He is the same forever. Hallelujah. What manner of man is Jesus? What manner of man is Jesus? He makes the blind to see. He makes the lame to walk. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. What manner of man is Jesus? He will visit us tonight and set that captive free. Hallelujah. The mighty healer, he heals the leper. When the cripple saw him, they started walking. Even tonight, the Lord will do us good. He will do us good. He was doing good. When the cripple saw him, Tonight, tonight, the Lord will do, He will do us good. He was doing good. Touch me one more time, oh Lord. Touch me one more time, oh Lord. I need the touch of the Master. I need the touch of the Lord. Touch me one more time, oh Lord. Touch me one more time, Lord. Touch me one more time, I pray. Touch me one more time, Lord. Oh, Lord, I pray. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry, while on others thou art calling. Do not pass me, Savior, don't pass me by. Savior, don't pass me by. At the throne of mercy, find a sweet relief. Kneeling there in deep contrition, help me, Lord, I pray. Savior, don't pass me by.
Amen. We welcome everyone to tonight's Bible study in Jesus' name. Amen. It is our usual practice to welcome those who are coming to us for such a meeting like this for the first time. So if tonight is your first time, you are coming to our midst, we want to plead with you that you rise on your feet for greetings. So if you are there, you are coming for the first time, whether you are outside or inside, you're welcome in Jesus' name. Amen. This is Deeper Life Bible Church, and we have the combined Bible study of Old Ali Mosho, and our DS is very happy that you are here with us tonight, and He bid me to encourage you to keep coming. And as the Lord has used him to bless all of us that you are seeing here, this night, and those that are listening to us, even through satellite everywhere in this nation and outside, the Lord will bless you also in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Our ushers, they are beside you. They will give you a slip of information. Please collect from them, fill it correctly, and you give it to them after that. You can have your seat. 3 times in a week we meet in this church. Sunday is Sunday worship service. It's a time of refreshing. You gather before the Lord for Sunday worship service. And it do start 7:45 in every of our location and district. Monday Bible study start by 5:50, just like you have witnessed tonight. And this is a combined service for the Bible study of all churches in Alimosho, that's old Alimosho district. Thursday we have Thursday Revival Evangelism Training Service. We do start this by 6:30, except for the power night that is usually 6 o'clock. We want to encourage you to join us in these services so that as the Lord has been blessing us, He will bless us also in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Announcement. For this monthly revival program, for this month, it's coming up on the 18th and 19th of October. And the theme is Amazing Freedom. The Lord is going to reach out to every one of us in a special way through that program in Jesus' name. So please, let's endeavor to encourage every member to attend and also invite the visitors. The Lord will bless us. We'll rise up now as we give our tithe and offering. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, and shaking together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet wither, it shall be measured unto you again. So whatsoever you have brought tonight as your tithe and offering, please raise it up as we pray together. Father, we thank you because of this privilege to give. We pray that, Lord, you bless everyone that is giving at this time in Jesus' name. And for those who do not have, we pray that, Lord, you will equally provide for them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the answer. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. You can drop your offering while you remain standing as we take our congregational song. Our congregation tonight is taken from Gospel Hymns and Song, number 240. Jesus is the same forever. Jesus is the same forever, as of old, so now today. All the hosts of hell endeavor vainly to obstruct his sway. In his people's heart he reigneth. Finishes what he begins. Jesus still all power retaineth. Save his people from their sins. Jesus is the same forever. Yes, he heals the sick today. As of old, so now. He never turns one suffering child away. He can cure the worst diseases. For he understands our frame, bore our griefs, and so releases all who dare their right to claim. Jesus is the same forever. Still, he says, in me abide. From his love, no power can sever. Those who in the Lord confide, sweetly from all care, he frees us. Ours the comfort, his the shame. Blessed Savior, precious Jesus, there is no music like thy name.
Today we're going to continue with our Bible reading. But before we read, Shall we just have a moment of prayer? Father, we're asking that you will open our eyes of understanding as we read your word today. We're asking that relevant passages that really speak to our present needs and problems, spiritually and physically and materially, you will impress upon our hearts. Be with us, enlighten us, instruct us, teach us as we read together now. In Jesus' name, I pray. We'll continue with the reading now.
The Proverbs. The Proverbs.
Chapter 21. Chapter 21. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, as the rivers of water. He turneth it whithersoever he will. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the hearts. To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. An high look and a proud heart, and the plowing of the wicked, is sin. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness, but of everyone that is hasty, only to want. The getting of treasures by a lying tongue is a vanity tossed to and fro of them that seek death. The robbery of the wicked shall destroy them, because they refuse to do judgment. The way of man is froward and strange, but as for the pure, his work is right. It is better to dwell in a corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. The soul of the wicked desireth evil, his neighbor findeth no favor in his eyes. When the scorner is punished, the simple is made wise, and when the wise is instructed, he receiveth knowledge. The righteous man wisely considereth the house of the wicked, but God overthroweth the wicked for their wickedness. Whoso stoppeth his ears at the cry of the poor, he also shall cry himself, but shall not be heard. The gift in secret pacifieth anger, and a reward in the bosom strong wrath. It is joy to the just to do judgment, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. He that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. He that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. The wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous, and the transgressor for the upright. It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and an angry woman. There is treasure to be desired, and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spendeth it up. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness, and honor. A wise man scaleth the city of the mighty and casteth down the strength of the confidence thereof. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. Proud and haughty scorner is his name who dealeth in proud wrath. The desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor. He coveteth greedily all the day long, but the righteous giveth and spareth not. The sacrifice of the wicked is abomination, how much more when he bringeth it with a wicked mind. A false witness shall perish, but the man that heareth speaketh constantly. A wicked man hardeneth his face, but as for the upright, he directeth his way. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. Chapter 22. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. The rich and poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Thorns and snares are in the way of the froward. He that doth keep his soul shall be far from them. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old he will not depart from it. The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. He that soweth iniquity shall reap vanity, and the rod of his anger shall fail. He that hath a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he giveth of his bread to the poor. Cast out the scorner, and contention shall go out, yea, strife and reproach shall cease. He that loveth pureness of heart for the grace of his lips, the king shall be his friend. The eyes of the Lord preserve knowledge, and he overthroweth the words of the transgressor. The slothful man saith, There is a lion without, I shall be slain in the streets. The mouth of strange women is a deep pit. He that is abhorred of the Lord shall fall therein. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. He that oppresseth the poor to increase his riches, and he that giveth to the rich, shall surely come to want. Bow down thine ear, and hear the words of the wise, and apply thine heart unto my knowledge. For it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee, they shall withal be fitted in thy lips. That thy trust may be in the Lord, I have made known to thee this day, even to thee. Have not I written to thee excellent things in counsels and knowledge, that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that send unto thee? Rob not the poor, because he is poor, neither oppress the afflicted in the gate, for the Lord will plead their cause, and spoil the soul of those that spoil them. Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go, lest thou learn his ways, and get a snare to thy soul. Be not thou one of them that strike hands, or of them that are sureties for debts. If thou hast nothing to pay, why should he take away thy bed from under thee? Remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings, he shall not stand before mean men.
You have just listened to the Bible reading, and we need to take whatever we have learned to the Lord in prayer. Will you all rise up, please? Talk to the Lord in prayer. You've seen a commandment, a warning, an example, an instruction to obey, a promise to claim. Pray for grace that you will do as you have learned in the Word of God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Must fly. It always makes
Praise the Lord. There's going to be a difference in your life tonight. Let's rise on our feet as we call upon the name of the Lord. Tonight, Jesus Christ is passing by. You will never remain the same. Open your mouth and tell the Lord, tonight I will never remain the same. He healed the sick. He delivered the oppressed. He set the captive free. Every sinner that look unto him, he saved them. Any backslider that come tonight, he will restore. What is lacking in your spiritual life? The Lord is going to resuscitate you tonight. Jesus is passing by. He must make that difference in your life tonight. You will not live here the same. Everybody tonight will be touched by the Lord. Empty yourself. Empty yourself before the Lord. Empty yourself before the Lord is passing here tonight. He will touch the men. He will touch the women. He will touch the children. Everyone will be touched tonight. A great revival is happening here tonight. Revival of the spirit, revival of the soul, revival of the mind. You will not live here the same way you came. Pray. Talk to the Lord. I am here tonight for something. No sinner is living here tonight without conversion. The Spirit of the Lord is going to bring conviction upon sinner here tonight. Sound conversion. Everything and anything that has been taken away from you, either spiritually, physically, trust the Lord tonight. He has not failed. He will not fail you. Trust him tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we pray that as you come tonight, you will bless all of us. In Jesus' name we pray.
And everybody said, praise the Lord tonight. We thank God for the Bible study, and we thank you for being here. And our newcomers who are here, I really appreciate that you are here. And all the old timers have not seen your faces directly like this for a long time. Welcome. Yes. Say welcome to your pastor. Yes. The Lord bless everyone tonight in Jesus' name. When Jesus passes by, things are going to become different in your life. Father, we thank you for the Bible study. Thank you for our brothers and sisters. Thank you for our newcomers. Thank you for all who are listening everywhere. We're asking, oh Lord, that tonight will be a time of divine touch in every life in Jesus' name. Our spirit, our soul, our body, our mind, our families will receive a definite second touch tonight in Jesus' name. As you have always done, because you have not changed, do it again. Transform the lives of everyone. We thank you because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. You can sit down in the blessing of the Lord. We're coming to Mark chapter 8 tonight. And I'm reading from verse 22. Tonight we'll be studying from verse 22 all through to verse 33. Mark chapter 8, reading from verse 22. And he cometh to Bethsaida, and he bring a blind man unto him, and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand, and led him out of the town. When he had spit on his eyes, and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him to look up. And he was restored and saw every man clearly. That's what I've read to you now is unique. And it's only Mark that has recorded this miracle. You have the opening of the eyes of the blind in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And you have it in all these gospels. But this particular incident that the Lord had to touch him the second time was recorded only by Mark. And it's symbolic. It's unique. And it is what happens not only to the man that had the eyesight restored fully after the second touch. In our spirit, that's what God does. In our soul, that's what God does. That he touches us, we're saved. And not every problem concerning sin has been resolved because of that false touch. And he will ask us, is there any difference? Yes, there's a difference. There's an evidence that Lord has touched me, has transformed me. But things can be better. That's why we go back to him the second time for his second touch. And he sanctifies us. You'll find that even in our receiving knowledge of the Lord, we go to him, he reveals Christ unto us, and he asks us, who is Jesus? What do you think of Jesus? And we tell him, this is what we know. And yet we go to him another time for a second touch, second illumination. And he opens our eyes again, and we see very clearly, it happened to the disciples, that Jesus asked them, who do you say that I am? And he said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he said, blood, flesh, human beings have not revealed this unto you, but my Father who is in heaven. And then as they went on again spiritually, he touched them again, and then they said, now we know that you are the Christ, the Son of God. I thought they knew before. That was the first touch. And then, after he had touched them and touched them and touched them, the word of God, he said, you know things now better than the Pharisees, better than all the people around, and yet you don't know everything. He says, I'm going to send the Comforter. And that Comforter will replace me, and he